Is this thing on? What's happening? Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another instant reaction from the Talking About podcast. I'm your host, TW, and today is Friday, November 1st, 2019, and this is my instant reaction to WWE Crown Jewel. So, again, not burying the headlines, we're going to get right into it. The big story coming out of Crown Jewel is Bray Wyatt, The Fiend, is your new WWE Universal Champion. Yay! Congratulations! You guys are like the children in the back seat, throwing the temper tantrum, kicking the back seat, stomping your feet, and daddy pulled over and got you McDonald's. Congratulations, you've got what you asked for. You got The Fiend Bray Wyatt as your champion, and now you can be happy for 2 weeks. 2 weeks until you start finding flaws in everything he's doing, and 2 weeks until you start complaining that it's getting stale and the Firefly Funhouse isn't original anymore, and yada yada. You'll find something to complain about. It's just what you do. Wrestling fans are fickle. Hey, it is what it is. But my biggest reaction after watching that match between Bray Wyatt and Seth Rollins is that WWE kind of booked itself into a corner here, because based on what we saw in that match last night, Bray Wyatt is invincible. I mean, Seth Rollins did everything but shoot and stab Bray Wyatt last night, and he was no selling like The Undertaker in 92. Seth Rollins, he who defeated Brock Lesnar, he who was unconquerable in 6-7 tries by Roman Reigns, he who defeated The Undertaker, ended The Undertaker's WrestleMania streak, right? That Brock Lesnar was defeated by Seth Rollins' stomp not once, but twice at WrestleMania and then again at SummerSlam. But Bray Wyatt is apparently impervious to the stomp that took out Brock Lesnar. Bray Wyatt got about, five, six stomps on the stage at Crown Jewel. At one point, he rolled into a box that, you know, caught flames and sent out sparks everywhere, and he got right up, grabbed Seth Rollins in the mandible claw, choked him out, hit the Sister Abigail. 1, 2, 3, Bray Wyatt is your new Universal Champion. So, I mean, Bray Wyatt can't lose now, right? He can't lose because he's invincible. I can't imagine a scenario in which you can reasonably have Bray Wyatt lose this title. Because, again, you just showed us that Bray Wyatt is invincible. Nothing works. Nothing beats him. Seth Rollins hit him with everything under the ring at Hell in a Cell. Even hit him in the head with a sledgehammer. No sell, right? So, how can you ever have Bray Wyatt lose this title? That's the thing that kind of came out a little weird to me after that match. Because if what we saw last night is accurate, there's no way Bray Wyatt can lose. So WWE has booked itself into a corner here now with Bray Wyatt. And I am very curious as to how they remedy this going forward. I mean, eventually he's going to have to lose the title, right? Somehow, some way, someday, somebody's going to beat Bray Wyatt for that title. And my question is, how the hell do you do it? Because you just showed us that nothing beats him, right? And you've also, you know, through the transitive property, showed us that the person who beat the person that nobody else could beat can't beat him. That all of his offense is useless against this fiend. The crack fiend. The fiend. The unstoppable. Bray Wyatt. So I think that was just a very interesting thing. I don't know, you know, again, you know, not to try to jump to the end of Bray Wyatt's title reign already, right? That certainly seems like it'll be premature. But again, when you book someone like that to be basically invincible, how do you ever end the title reign? Right? Like, that's the thing I don't quite get. So, you know, this is one of those things where, you know, eventually, like I said, someone's going to beat him, but it can't happen without being a slap in the face to what you showed us at Crown Jewel. So I guess it remains to be seen, right? As fans, will all watch, wait, and see what comes of it. But I just think, you know, Bray Wyatt coming across as super duper invincible, I don't know how you get out of that, right? Like, I don't know how you get out of that. So I'm certainly interested to see what comes next. And, you know, where does Seth Rollins go from here? In my opinion, Seth Rollins doesn't really go anywhere. I mean, I think Seth Rollins has kind of been established as the top babyface on Monday Night Raw. And who the hell else is there on Monday Night Raw that could potentially be in that spot? You know, maybe you do something where you have Bray Wyatt kind of work his way through the rest of the roster and then come back to Rollins later for, you know, another challenge for the title. But I don't know who else on Monday Night Raw could potentially be conceived as a true challenger to the invincible Bray Wyatt. So I'm certainly interested to see, you know, where they go from here. And, you know, maybe now that Seth Rollins is no longer the Universal Champion, y'all will get off his ass, man. I mean, good God. Seth Rollins could not do anything right in you guys' eyes. Like, everything that he did was just people complaining about it, left and right, busted open radio. Seth Rollins is missing something. I don't know what it is. I mean, and that voice could serve for just about any of you guys on the, you know, message boards and group chats and all everything else who just, you know, find something wrong with Seth Rollins. But I think what you're going to find out is that these problems aren't really with the performer. These problems are with the storytelling. And the performer is just the person in the place to execute this horrible storytelling. But we shall see. We shall see. Enjoy Bray Wyatt for the next 2 weeks. And then I can't wait to hear you guys complain about him, because I'll be right here to say, I told you so. The other thing that stood out to me from Crown Jewel was the, not so much the match, but the moment after the match between Lacey Evans and Natalya. Now, you know, wrestling is, was, and always will be at its best when the lines between what's scripted and what's not can become blurred. And after the match between Lacey Evans and Natalya, there definitely looked like some very real emotions going on between the two, and even from Michael Cole and Corey Graves at ringside, and from you know, a lot of the women in the audience at Crown Jewel definitely appeared to be taking in the moment for what it was, not letting the significance of it be lost on them. And that was just a beautiful thing to see. I mean, I say this when I see the WWE stars doing the Make-A-Wish things, it has to be just an amazing feeling to think that your job is affecting someone's life in such a truly impactful way. And there was definitely some of that there last night. You know, watching Lacey Evans and Natalya wrestle in, you know, what looked, it could have been outfits that you see from, you know, moms at your local gym trying to, you know, get their body back after a couple of kids. You know, it really, it looked like just regular women out there going out to get a workout in. And in a lot of ways, it stripped away much of the pageantry and the show business, the sexy women aspect that is WWE, or that is WWE's presentation of women's wrestling. And it really just kind of allowed them to go out there and present their athleticism and present the storytelling of a match. And it made it more pure, which is a very weird thing to say about anything relating to WWE. But that definitely made it feel more pure. It made it seem more pure. And it made the emotions that they had afterwards just seem all the more genuine. It was pretty awesome to watch. And I'm happy for everybody who was affected by that in a positive way. As a father to a daughter, I am here for all types of female empowerment. And, you know, I'm a believer, you know, I tell my daughter, I drill it in her head that there's nothing she can't do. And so to see women be placed in a prominent role, to be able to have, you know, a major role on a huge stage and something, like I said, that's going to just, you know, truly have an effect on people in a real way. That's just awesome to see. That's awesome to see. So congratulations to Natalya and to Lacey Evans, and even to WWE and their, you know, corporate propaganda machine, which, you know, I always, WWE has a lot of very talented people who are great at what they do, and they're excellent at putting together, you know, quality video packages and things like that, that really get their message across. But knowing that these things are coming from a corporate entity who believes that philanthropy is the best form of PR, that's a direct quote from Stephanie McMahon, I take anything I see from WWE with a mound of salt, right? You know what I mean? You don't just necessarily trust it for its face value. But all of that being said, there was definitely some very real good vibes going on in Saudi Arabia for what we saw between Natalya and Lacey Evans. So that's my quick review. That's all we got for today. Hope you guys enjoyed this little quickie. Let me know what you think. Drop your comments below wherever you're listening to this at. Share it with somebody. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Let's bring more people into the conversation. You can tweet the show at Talking About Pod. You can tweet me at TW Talking About. Thank you guys all so much for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.